Ashat Audio presents The Family Corleone, based on a screenplay by Mario Puzo, written by Ed Falco, read by Bobby Cannavale.
For my father and his family, his six brothers and two sisters, the Falcos of Ainslie Street, Brooklyn, New York, and for my mother and her family, the Catapanos and Espositos from the same neighborhood, all of whom, the children of Italian immigrants, made good and decent lives for themselves and their families and their children's children, among whom are doctors, lawyers, teachers, athletes, artists, and just about everything else. And for our neighborhood's family doctor in the 40s and 50s, Pat Francesi, who came to our houses when we were sick and took care of us, often for free or for whatever little might be offered. With love and every good wish and great respect. Book 1. Mostro. Fall 1933. 1. Giuseppe Mariposa waited at the window with his hands on his hips and his eyes on the Empire State Building. To see the top of the building, the needle-like antenna piercing a pale blue sky, he leaned into the window frame and pressed his face against the glass. He had watched the building go up from the ground, and he liked to tell the boys how he'd been one of the last men to have dinner at the old Waldorf Astoria, that magnificent hotel that once stood where the world's tallest building now loomed. He stepped back from the window and brushed dust from his suit jacket. Below him, on the street, a big man in work clothes sat atop a junk cart traveling lazily toward the corner. He carried a black derby riding on his knee as he jangled his set of worn leather reins over the flank of his swayback horse. Giuseppe watched the wagon roll by.